To be present, we must be intentional, and to bear fruit, we must feed the soul. You're listening to Pause, Sip, and Ponder. Welcome back to another episode of Pause, Sip, and Ponder. Thank you so much for being here. If this is your first time, welcome. This is a podcast where we talk about everything and anything in the aim to give you some encouragement, some hope, some inspiration, and where we do some storytelling from our own experiences, learn from one another, grow together. So yeah, thank you so much for being here. Today is going to be a pretty heavy, yeah, I think it's going to be a really good conversation, something that I think all of us should take time to confront and also, you know, ponder on, as it can also strengthen our character. It can also bring encouragement to others. So today we're talking about how loving is hard, most specifically forgiveness. But we wanted to kind of do it in a way where it's not so much about talking about a specific person or anything, but really also evaluating ourselves and how sometimes we can be at fault. And we know that, you know, holding, you know, bitterness towards someone or not being able to forgive, it's a journey. No one's perfect. But here on this podcast, we get very vulnerable. But we do that in the aim to encourage others and to also let other people know that, you know, we're also trying to figure it out and trying our best to be better individuals every single day. And so I'm so excited to have my guest here. I have my friends Aaliyah in the blue and Alina. And I was just saying how they look so cute together with their colors and I'm over here all dark. But I will just introduce how I know them. So I know Aaliyah. I was her youth leader when she first started attending our church, and I wanted her specifically to be here because I've seen her grow so much, and just from sharing her stories and being so open and seeing her growth, I thought and she loves to talk. She loves to talk, and so I thought she'd be a great guest speaker today, and I know that she'll have a lot to share as well and bring something to the table, as well as my girl Alina over here, who is also one of my good newer friends, but we connected so quickly, I think, because of just, you know, how we're able to relate on so many different topics. But I wanted her on the podcast because you are also a great speaker, but also your vulnerability and being able to be open, and you have so much empathy and understanding for people. And so, yeah, I thought you guys were great candidates to be here.
Thank you for being here.
I'm so happy to be here. How do you feel? I mean, we were talking about it earlier, but how do you feel about this podcast and this topic specifically?
I'm excited and nervous at the same time.
Yeah, for sure. What about you, Alina?
I'm glad to be here, and, you know, I like being vulnerable, so it's okay. Like, yeah. I can talk about things because there's always, like, a learning opportunity. So, yeah, just super glad. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
And it's a privilege.
I'm so excited to have you guys, and it's so honored. And I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot from you guys. That's why I really love having guest speakers on here, because it's my time to learn from other people. I think when you're, you know, you know, if you're by yourself all the time and you're thinking or pondering on questions, or when it's about relationships or love or anything really, you know, sometimes it's good to be surrounded by other people to get, you know, their insights, because we can get so hard on ourselves and think things so internally and so, you know, strongly, and where we can completely be blindsided by other perspectives. So yeah, I'm excited. So as I said earlier, rather than just talking about the people who have done us wrong, because that's not the goal here, we hope to take this opportunity to evaluate ourselves, actually. So I did like a scaling kind of game where I will give scenarios, and we will rate ourselves and how well we're good at something or how poorly we are at something. And this is not here to, we're not doing this to compare, we're not doing this to really compete, oh, who's a better person or who's better at what, but really for ourselves. And I think when someone may have you know, I think we'll be surprised of how we can also, you know, evaluate ourselves. You know, if someone like affirms something to you and you're like, what? I never seen you to be that, you know, or like you're really surprised. We can see ourselves in one way and another person can see it in another. So I think it'll be interesting. So I'm going to give you a scenario, and our rating system is from 1 to 5. So if I say like, I don't know, I'm an honest person. And so 1 being strongly disagree, and then 5 being strongly agree. Kind of like when you're in work, like the self-evaluation that you have to do like at your job, it's kind of the same thing. So are you guys ready?
Ready.
All right. And once we give our answer, so I'm going to count out. So we're like 3, 2, 1, and you show me on your fingers, show each other where you think you're at. Okay. And you can change throughout the conversation, and we'll just see how it flows.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. Okay. Okay. The first scenario or first phrase is, I'm aware of the areas I need to grow in. Okay. Wait, let me think for
Okay. 5 minutes.
Five minutes. It's going to be the longest podcast ever. Okay. You guys can tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
Okay, ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Okay. 2, 3. Okay, we're not comparing here. Okay. Maybe I'll go down. We'll see. Who wants to volunteer first to kind of share why they think they're there on that scale?
I can go.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like I have some kind of self-awareness, but every time you, like, talk to somebody new, there's, like, something that they could, like, add on to it, and then you can be like, oh, I didn't think of it, like, that way. So maybe I know, like, some of it, too, but, like, you know, I'm not going to know, like, everything that I could, like, work on, because there's so many things I could work on, but, you know, it's fine. Just giving yourself that grace to be open to what people have to say, which is, like, fine.
Do you spend time often on ways you can grow, or do you really get it when someone might, you know, comment on something? Or
I always try to like journal. Like today I was like trying to figure out how to balance like my financial, like social, and then like my health too, because I was like spending so much time trying to figure out how to like make the specific like chart on like Excel. It's so embarrassing, but like I love using Excel. It's like a great tool. But like there's so many things that you could just like plan and like to work on, but sometimes you kind of just have to trust like your habits and like go with the flow. And you know, if you're gonna grow in that area, like I don't know how to say this, but you just have to balance it out and stuff. And I'm just really blessed to have like a family who will like point out, hey, like why did you do that, or why did you say that? So I'm always like open to hearing what I have to, like what they have to say. It was like, oh, like should I have done it this way, or should I work on like listening more or something like that. But yeah.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for sharing. What about you, Aaliyah?
For me personally, I said 3 in a neutral side, because I don't want to be so confident to myself.
Oh,
that I no, and that's where it's getting to you. No, because you journal a lot, so like, but for me I don't. So I don't want to be so sure and be confident that I know myself that well, because I know I have so much to learn. But it's very natural for me, like for example, like a very busy day happens, and it's very natural for me that before I go to sleep, I reflect on myself, just thinking about it. I don't write. I'm not that crazy.
Just like this.
No, I'm not that crazy, but yeah, I like to go over to just, you know, like step back and breathe and go over what I did, all the things that I say, especially the things that, you know, and sometimes I get convicted, and sometimes I learn so much, so I know how to be better. You know, every single day. And so, and I still like learn from people like really close to me whenever I talk to them, the things that I need to improve and the things that I need to stop, and you know, the things that they get inspired me, they get inspired from me. And yeah, I'm really grateful because I have those friends that tell me that, who I really am, and based on their perspective, and I could really, you know, tell, like, just evaluating myself almost every night to know if I have hurt someone or, you know, just those kind of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing. Now I feel bad because I'll say this, even though I said four, that's not always a good thing. I think, well, for me, like, I feel like I'm so self-aware that I think about it a lot, where I'm too hard on myself at times. That's why I'm so self-aware. Like, I definitely know the areas I need to grow in, and that, again, that's not a bad thing, but what that can cause is not being able to have grace for yourself, and where you'll just overwork yourself too. Oh, my bunny just came in.
Hey, Bugs Bunny.
Do you think you could put him back in the room before he chews our wires? Actually, yeah. I've had various podcasts where she would always come in. You can get her Bugs. A fruit or a vegetable or something. Or ask Kelsey, maybe.
Atta, is this being loud whenever it shakes?
Yeah,
so I have to hold it.
Yeah, or you can hold it, like, in the bottom. Like,
hold the bottom, the base.
Yeah, that's what I do, but it does that when I move. I can hold it. It's stable like this.
Okay, then. That works. Works.
All right. Sorry. Let me see. I'll just restart what I said. All right. So, even though I said four, I think that's because I'm so self-aware of the areas that I need improvement, where I can be a little bit hard on myself. So, I'm always thinking about how I can improve and how I can be better. And so anytime that I get, like, constructive criticism, I will think about it for, like, a week. Mm-hmm. Again, like, it's not bad, but if you're not giving yourself enough grace, or, you know, giving yourself a little bit more credit as to how you got to where you were, it can be a little too much. So although I say four, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm, like, super confident in myself. But I am very aware, because I always strive to be better, to grow. I'm always open to hearing what people have to say and how I can improve. I mean, I think we all try and strive to be better, you know, at our jobs or in our relationships, spiritually. So, yeah, I would say that.
Yes. Yeah. It's not a five, so you're not confident.
No. There's always be room for improvement. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, cool. That was a good first one. Yes. All right, the second one is, we kind of talked about that. Oh, we'll do that. All right, the second one is, I take constructive criticism well. Okay, are you ready?
Wait. Constructive means, like, the negative ones, or?
Constructive? No, not necessarily. No, it's someone who wants to help you improve. And then giving you kind of some pointers, like, specific on how to improve. Yeah. Okay. Not criticism, but constructive criticism.
Oh, I see.
Like,
I see.
You could do better in this, rather than saying, like, you're really bad at that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Ready, set, go.
Okay.
Does anyone want to share?
I can go first. Next time you go first. Okay. Yeah, I would say four, but not five, because, again, I don't want to be so overconfident. Mm-hmm. But because whenever I get, like, even the smallest comment about, like, in everything that I do, I really think about it for a while. And, like, there's, like, you know, like, some, like, stuff that, you know, just stays in my mind that I can't really forget ever, which really helps me. There's like two different, you know, constructive criticisms for me. The first one is, like, the one that I'm aware of already, and the second one is I'm not aware of. So, like, it's hard to, like, really learn from the one that you're not aware of, but at the same time, that makes me want to remember it more, because I know that even though at this age I can't understand what it really means, that I don't understand why people, you know, told me that, I know for a fact that when I grow up, you know, I'm gonna have to go back to it, and I'm gonna finally understand what they mean. And I trust people enough close to me that even though I don't understand them at the right moment, I know, you know, when I grow, I'm going to understand. So I really like taking, you know, just having any type of comments. So
that's really good. That's really good. Were you always like that, or?
Yeah, ever since I was a kid, I would remember. And I would remember, oh my gosh, every single person that would tell me bad things or good things, any type of criticism. So I just, you know.
Take it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you. True. How about you?
Okay. I don't know. Like, sometimes when I remember, like, the constructive criticism, like, when I reflect back on it, I'm like, sometimes I get hard on myself. I was like, oh, like, what? Like, I didn't try hard enough on this. I have to put, like, more effort. Mm. But then I remember that these people wouldn't just tell me that if they didn't want me to improve, right? Mm. If they are just, like coddling you, then they don't really, like, want to see you grow, right? They want to see you just, like, where you are. But once you get, like, that constructive criticism, that gives you, like, you know, a different perspective on, like, looking at yourself so that you can find that area to grow. And it's almost, like, motivating, but it is hard. But if it's not hard, then you're not growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it comes back to, like, that self-awareness thing, too. If we're, I'll say for me, I think it started off, like, growing up, it started off from, like, only improving for the sake of keeping peace, if that makes sense. So, like, for instance, like, grades, right? So, like, grades were so heavy, and maintaining good grades growing up. And so I would, you know, have to take those constructive criticisms so I can avoid, you know, getting in trouble or being yelled at, right? So it was more like people-pleasing before. And I think later down the road, I started realizing, like, the difference between those who criticize me and who actually care about me. So then I think I've learned to see the difference in between those, so that, you know, I always say that if someone gives me, like, some constructive criticism or whoever it is, I'll always say, oh, thanks, I'll take that into consideration. I don't, you know, automatically assume or agree with what they're saying, but I take it with me and evaluate it for myself, rather than being like, okay, I'll do it, you know. Because you can self-sabotage yourself into saying yes to things that, you know, may not be for you. I would say that.
Yay.
Next question.
I'm gonna think.
You know, I started off easy, right?
So that was just the icebreaker.
No. These are the questions, but I left the easy ones in the beginning. All right. Next one is, I ask for help when I need it. Okay. Are you guys ready? Let me know.
Okay.
Okay, ready? And go.
Okay. You always say three.
I know. I was so torn. I almost said two.
Really?
But then I was, like, thinking about the different areas of my life.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be strictly. It could be, you know, two and a half or something, 2.75. So, yeah. I guess I'll go first since you guys. So I said two. Because one, I like to have a sense of control, and knowing. I know there's some faults for that, or fallouts for that, when you feel like you need to control things all the time. And also I had to grow up really independently at, like, a really young age. So I had to kind of figure out things by myself. And so I think that also kind of caused me to be hesitant in asking for help, or also I don't want to be a burden to other people asking for help. So I've gotten better, though. And one example I always use is Mary Rose, because she has been such a great help. Like, literally without Mary Rose, I don't think Positive and Ponder would have grown so fast in a year without her. So it was really tough for me to ask for help, because for so long I was always doing it by myself, and if it worked, but that doesn't necessarily mean it was sufficient, or it was the best way to do it, you know, or I would come out burnt out or you know, uninspired. So I'm still working on it. I think I'm getting better. So I'm like almost a 3. But yeah. Yeah, sometimes our friends will even see it too, and I'll be like carrying I'm the type to carry everything, like physically. Like if there's like an event, I love to just be hands-on all the time. Yeah. But I've had a friend who gets where I'm at in life, and he's always like, "Can I carry that for you?" And he knew, like, he was meaning that in an emotional and mental way for me too. And that was so affirming to me, because I'm physically like, yeah, I'm literally holding something, but he knew deep inside, like, you know, you don't have to do everything by yourself. You know, you have people to support you. And so it's really great to have those friends, you know, always be willing to help out. So
yeah,
that's where I'm at. Hello. What about you guys?
For me, I would answer it in a sense that where am I now? So right now, I think I would, like, I would say 3, kind of 4, mm-hmm. asking for help, because I know that I have the people that are reliable to get help, you know, to get help from. And mostly the help that I need are mostly words, advices, those kind of things. And I just love being around with, you know, older people, because they give the best advices, mm-hmm. and I can learn so much from them, because it's either they've already gone through it, or, you know, they've seen it a lot. And yeah, I think it's like when I need it, I actually, you know, like, I'm not shy to ask for help, because it wouldn't hurt to hear a different perspective than what I see. And yeah, that's how you, I think that's how you would really like level up in life. It's mm-hmm. when, you know, you talk to the people that already have gone through the things that you're going through right now.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I didn't think of that.
I don't know. I just feel like some people are just like, they understand like your goals and are so willing to help you, but then there are some people who are just kind of like, I don't know, it's hard for me to ask like for help for people like I don't know as well. But I think when it comes to family, like, it's really easy to ask for help. But if it's like people I don't know that well, I feel like it's a little bit harder, but I just do it anyways, because I was like, oh, if I don't ask questions, how am I gonna learn? So
mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, I really agree with you, and maybe I'm more of a 3 now for listening, because I do crave people's like advice and wisdom. It's so important. So yeah, I really agree with that. All right, and are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
No, but let's go
fast. All right. I can sometimes give too much of myself to others.
Ready.
Ready? She's like, oh, I journaled this earlier.
Okay. You guys can go first.
Oh, we have to have our number.
We have to show our number.
Oh, right.
Okay. You're too much. Okay. Ready, set, go.
Your first four.
Very neutral over there.
Yeah, very neutral. Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Lena?
Yeah, I'll go first. I don't know if it's just because of, like, the eldest daughter of, like, the first generation family. So, like, you know, I want to give, and I love, like, helping. And I think it's a little too easy, like, because, you know, you were talking about, like, people-pleasing earlier. Like, yeah, like, that was me. Or, like, just, like, saying, yeah, like, yeah, okay. Like, no worries. Like, definitely I'll do this for you. But I have to, like, take a step back and like I have to think about like what do I already have like planned, and does this like align with like the goals that I want to have? Like, yeah, I want to help people, but you know, if I give like if I keep giving all but then I don't have time like or room to like grow for myself, then I won't be able to like help people as much as like I really can, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you're always giving, like, you don't have the capacity to like care for yourself, and then like you can't like give it back anymore. So that's where I stand. So like a 4, but you know, me time is important too, so that's why it's not a 5.
Yes. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Should I go?
Yeah.
What did I rate myself?
Four. You said four.
Four. Oh yeah. I rate myself a four because I was the same boat too. I think first generation daughter as well. There's a lot of pressure on there, and so you're kind of expected to give a lot of yourself and kind of figure out things for the family or figure out things for the sake of others or helping others. And so giving and hospitality in general, I feel like, is very embedded in who I am. Mm-hmm. And I have a great joy in helping and serving others. But it can cause me to be like, I'm super empathetic. Like the moment someone tells me like something they're going through, I will pray and think about it for like a week. Mm-hmm. And that's not bad, but it can prevent you yourself from taking care of yourself or checking in with yourself. Like if someone is going through something, I will try to figure out like, how can I help them lessen the load, mm-hmm. you know? And so, yeah, I think I love that analogy that I forgot who said it, but like if you have like a jar of hearts and you use your hand to put it into someone else's jar, like, you know, you're using your hand, which is like your effort, right? But you're also tearing a piece of your heart into them, you know, and sooner or later you're gonna run out of hearts, you know, and you have to come to realize that you have to be filled up too. You have mm-hmm. to be, you know, taken care of as well. Yes. And so, yeah, sometimes I won't remember that until I'm exhausted, mm. whether it be emotionally or mentally, physically. I won't know till the worst thing, right? And it's yeah. so bad, but because I love it. But yeah, I feel like I need to work on a little bit more of having the boundary of like, you know, I can't solve everyone's problem. Mm-hmm. I can't help everyone. I can't, I can't always solve everyone's issues, you know. Because I just feel like people naturally gravitate towards me anyways when it comes to their issues, which I'm really honored by and love to be known for that. But, yeah, just taking care of yourself is really important too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you?
For me, I said neutral because I can't really tell. I haven't really, like, think about, like, myself giving so much for others. I don't think I can answer it myself. I think, you know, that the people around me could answer that if I'm giving you, you know, because I feel like for me personally, I don't give enough for, you know, for the people around me, because I'm also busy with my personal life. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't think I give that much. But I, one thing's for sure is that when someone asks me for help, I would do my best. If I really, really need to give everything, I would make it work. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I really agree to Atipoli when she said that if for example you have a problem, like, you know, like she really strive for to help you, and sometimes I get to be like that and then I realize I can't do anything. I mm-hmm. can't make their life perfect because mm-hmm. I, you know, there's so much going on my end too, and yeah, that's why I just give prayers. But yeah,
I'll pray for you. It's like, can you help me move? I'll pray for you.
I'll pray for you. I'm busy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But sometimes you really need to sacrifice. Sure. Yeah, you really need to sacrifice. And that's how I think people get drained also, because they give too much. But yeah, for me it's nice to know what boundary that you have, and you know, and what extent you can help and not, because you don't want to, you know, be unbalanced with your life and other people's mm-hmm. life. You know.
Yes. Balance. Yeah. It's like an everyday struggle. Balance. Mm-hmm.
Time management.
Time management for sure. Oh gosh. All right. Thank you guys for your openness. All right, next one. I am able to circle back and calmly discuss the problem and reach a solution. So like if you were to have a certain what do you call it, argument with someone, are you able to circle back and keep your composure and have a healthy conversation? Okay. Or how do you react? We could talk about that too. Okay, ready? Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Okay, ready, set, go. Actually, no, four.
This is my first part.
Is it five?
Yeah.
I was going to say five.
It will, eat me alive if I don't have, a good, relationship with a person. Mm. Especially someone who's, close to me. I will say sorry until, a bajillion times until, they're, it's okay. It was, literally fine. You don't have to keep, saying sorry. It's just, whatever.
No, but sorry.
I was, yeah, but I,
sorry, I said sorry again. Yeah, sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Please forgive me if I'm so ever too again. Come on. Because if I'm in a bad, what do you call it? Bad standing with somebody, that will eat me alive at night. Because I don't want to go to sleep, being angry at somebody. Mm-hmm. I used to do that before. And it's just you can slowly deteriorate inside. Yeah. Mm. Deep breaths.
Thinking about it, yeah.
But I just can't. It just makes me, so sad, and I can't continue. I think it'll, just clog up too much, mental space. It'll live rent-free in my brain.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What about you, Aaliyah?
For me, I say four because I love it. I love that. I like talking things after something that happened because that's when you can literally, talk about it piece by piece, and that's you don't have to prove who's right or wrong, but you'll see who really humbles themselves down. True. And you can see what happened, because sometimes it's not even the person that is wrong, it's a situation, it's something that they did, and it truly clarifies it. That's why I really like having conversations after, really calmly, and look back at everything that happened, because if you do it or no, the benefit of doing it is you can fix it, but if you don't risk doing it, you can't fix it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but mm-hmm. at least you have a choice to fix it, because we always want to have good relationships with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
nice. Mm-hmm. yeah I agree too. I feel like I never really raised my voice in any, of course, if it's someone, a family member, you're just prone to have your voice be a little bit higher because you've been living with each other. But if it's someone I really care about, I say four because I stay really calm. But I think what I tend to do is that I will have to sit and process everything before, I'm not automatic where I'm okay, let's lash this out. I've gotten a lot better, actually. But before, I just bottle up and would have to process everything. Mm-hmm. And it would be really hard for someone to be can we just talk about it now? I'm no, I literally, I need to think about what to say, because I don't want to say the wrong thing. And I need to process everything. And I'm also a crier. So while we're trying to figure it out, I will cry too. But because I'm also with you where I can't go to sleep without, having some type of resolution. Not to say we're perfect, everything is, good, but to have some type of assurance that we will be able to move past this. And yeah. I've learned even just my relationship with Gil, it's we've stopped being petty, because I remember in my past relationships, all the guys I was with, we would just be okay with not talking in the car, for the whole ride after some argument. But I'm thankful for Gil because we don't run with errands. We don't continue our day without discussing, but he will give me as much time as I need. And so that's been really helpful in helping me vocalize things. And and I agree with you too. It's not about who's right or wrong, know? And I think it's what's really important is how we react to things. Because sometimes our anger can get ahead of us. And so, yeah. But I've gotten better at it. I can't stand arguments. I just get it's so awkward.
The tension.
Yeah.
I hate tension.
Yeah. But I'm the same where I'm I say sorry a lot too.
Yeah.
And yeah, I will not stop asking them, like, can we please, like, just figure this out? Because mm-hmm. some people aren't ready to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people don't want to.
Yeah.
Which is hard.
Yeah. They need their own time, too.
Yeah. But yeah. Kudos to us for being able to remain calm and in really hard situations and arguments with people. Because it's not easy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right. So, next question. Right. I am able to forgive easily. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on, let me think. Okay. So remember, one being not so well, five being really good. Ready? Set, go. Wow. Ooh,
why are we all like so similar with
that? Yeah. Wow, okay. Who wants to go first?
Yeah. Okay, I'll go first. I feel like I forgive a little too easily. Yeah, should've because
said six. Yeah.
I was gonna put like the five, right? But I was like, no, I'll put four because it's not like that for every situation. Yeah. Because like if somebody apologizes to me, usually I'll be like, no worries. Like that's what I used to say before, you know, but that's not me anymore. Now,
changed.
Yeah, now I tell them like how I felt in the moment, right? Because if you just say like, no worries, it's okay, brush it off, that's like a boundary that you're setting. But if you tell them like, hey, this is how it made me feel, like, and you don't want them to overstep that boundary again, you don't want them to think that it's okay for them to do it again, because they're gonna keep treating you like that, or like sometimes they will even like push your limits to see like how far they can go to like disrespect you. Mm-hmm. But you just have to give yourself that like respect, and you have to like let them know too like how you felt, or else you're gonna be like, oh, I didn't let them know that it actually made me feel like horrible or sad or angry or upset or something. But yeah, now I try to just think about it before like I forgive them. I will always forgive them, and I would like hope that they would also extend that kind of forgiveness and understanding towards me too.
Yeah.
But now I have to tell them how I feel too, so that just like so they know, and not to like, yeah, you have to like set your boundaries.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sorry, my brother's coming. Yeah, we'll just wait until he walks. No, he was at home.
Hello.
What time is it, Moses?
What time is it
that you got home so late?
Oh, you sound like my mom.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Curfew 8.
Oh, yeah. Right. Or they'll see what you tolerate. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can go next. I also forgive way too easily, like a lot. But again, at default, I will always forgive someone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one thing that I was that I realized about myself later on is that I would forgive, but I would also expect them to give back the same. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the same
energy,
you know? So it's like, oh yeah, I forgive you for blah, 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 blah. And they're like, cool. Or they will take advantage of that forgiveness that you always mm-hmm. give. And so then I feel crazy because I overgave mm-hmm. my forgiveness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But then you feel crazy again because it's like, no, I forgiveness, you know, is something that we should always strive for, because I mean, we're not perfect ourselves, mm-hmm. right? But it does become difficult when people push our boundaries and don't respect us. So yeah, I would only say four because it's very easy for me to forgive. And I'm trying my best also at the same time not to expect them to give the same energy. Otherwise, I feel like it's not true forgiveness, but mm-hmm. just for a matter of like keeping the peace, mm-hmm. you know, or showing like I'm the bigger person. And sometimes we have to do that, but sometimes it's not always necessary. It doesn't really get reciprocated, and maybe they take it negatively too. So yeah, forgiveness is hard. mm-hmm. in that way, and in where it's like you want to give genuine forgiveness, right?
Yeah.
Especially, you know, with Jesus giving us the full ultimate forgiveness for things that we don't personally deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So we will never reach that perfection of forgiveness, but to be able to strive for that is so difficult. So yeah, I think that's where I'm at.
Yeah. All right. So I would say 4-2, because I like forgiving. I really would love to forgive that easily. And it's because Jesus taught us to forgive, and I wanna follow, and I trust what he says, and I believe in, you know, like how people say forgive and forget, or forgive but not forget. But mm-hmm. for me, in order for you to fully forgive is for you to forget, because you know, Jesus, to be like Christ, you don't list the wrongdoings of, you know, the people, and it's the same thing. It should be the same thing for us. We should forget. And for me, I'm thankful that God worked through me, that I'm able to forget, because I don't know, like in some, you know, in some way, I believe I forget because I could care less anymore. It's like I'm too busy with my own life now to, you know, to still dwell in the past and the things that, you know, the people that have done wrong to me, or the things that I have, you know.
Thank you so much, Moses.
And I believe if you forget, that's how you truly learn how to forgive. I honestly, like, don't believe when people say they forgive but they never forget, because you still care so much.
Mm-hmm.
You still can't move on about it. So that's not really truly forgiveness, like what Jesus, you know, has always been doing to us. And yeah, thank you again.
And I thank you.
Yeah, really, like, if I would, you know, like, think about the word forgiveness, it will always follow with the forget, because that's how I see myself actually forgiving that person. If, like, someone else just brings it up, and I'll be like, oh, you remember that? I don't even remember you did that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for example, I'm sorry, I did this to you. Wait, what did you do? You know, like, things like that, because, you know, you don't dwell on it. You don't make it a big deal. Yeah. You just forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, like, take any credit from that, because, you know, I only, you know, got that because of Jesus, because that's how, you know, he did that. So that's how I learned to forgive and forget, and, you know, fully, genuinely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm still striving, so it's missing one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
no, that's true. I applaud you for that, because I think I did realize later on that I wouldn't, like, tell them either, but, like, I mentally and emotionally, you kind of count the times that you forgive, especially if it's someone who repeatedly, like, does the same thing over and over and over, and it can get really, you lose your patience, and you kind of become drained from pouring more and more love to kind of make up for their something that they can't do, or that they can't make up for. And so it's tough, especially if it's happening over and over again. And but it's always going back to, you know, how Jesus forgave us completely, and that he doesn't be like, he's not like this to us where he's like, well, didn't I already, like, forgive you before? Why are you doing that again? Like, he does not do that, you know, which I can find myself doing mentally. I don't say it to this person, like, particularly all, and, you know, verbally all the time. But sometimes as humans, you know, we're at fault for when we can point out something and make it seem like, well, I forgave you so many times. Shouldn't you give back, you know, the same energy, like I said earlier? But that's a real test of our character at the end of the day. And so it's really up to us how we react to things. You know, it's not the amount of times you forgive someone. I mean, Jesus said, like, how many times you should forgive someone? It's 70 times 7.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it's not like literally, like, and then you run out. It's like, you know, for all of your lifetime, just continue to forgive. And not to say that'll be easy, but I know that in God's mysterious way, he will give you the peace that you need. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't reach that ultimate satisfaction in a relationship that you have, you know, or something. So
yeah, and the way I really like to look at it is, like, for example, if someone did you wrong, don't think about them doing you wrong. It's the enemy in them. It's the devil in them. And so, like, if they keep, like hating on you, like, doing stuff at you, you yourself, you have to keep loving them. You have to have the Jesus in you. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, like, you know, that's how you fight them, and not doing bad thing to the bad thing that they did to you. Mm-hmm. And because you would always want to think it's not them, you know, it's still the enemy working through them. Mm-hmm. So you just want to, you know, pray, you know, because there's spiritual that's going on. Mm-hmm. So that's how I like looking at it. It's not them. They're still nice. I still want to see the good in these, you know, people.
Yeah.
And then if they keep on doing, like, the same thing, like, wrong, and you have to keep forgiving them for the same thing, that's when you really have to, like, pray for them. But then also understand that, like, maybe, like, you try to find, like, the root of the problem. Like, maybe it's, like, the type of environment that they grew up in, or, like, what they experienced in the past, and that's how they react to things now. And you know, I just try to, like, be understanding of other people, or, oh, maybe they just woke up on the wrong side of the bed today, you know? So you never know what's, like, going on in someone's life, so I would only wish for them to extend that understanding to me, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you learn that as you age, too. Like, an example, I was talking to a friend yesterday, how, like, because it was my first time seeing him since, like, middle school, and we talked about, like, how much we grew as a person and whatever, and we talked about, like, Asian parents and stuff, and how when you get older, you start to realize, like, all they've done for you, and you become more appreciative, and you kind of understand, you know, why the way they parent you, you know, this stuff like that. You develop more of a compassion, but it's all really also about, like, taking time to understand the person and to see where the root of the problem is. It's very true.
Pass the tissues.
Pass the tissues.
First go. Soon. All right, you ready for the next one? Ready. You might cry. We'll see. The next one is, I have shown forgiveness for myself, or I am able to forgive myself. You guys ready?
Are you guys done?
Hard no. No.
We're thinking.
I think I'll,
We're pondering.
Mm-hmm. We're pausing. Oh, the sip is over there. And pondering.
Always pondering.
Yes.
Major pause.
Forgive yourself?
Okay. Ready, set, go. Wow.
I can't do that. It's like crooked.
I'm between 3 and 4, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. Does anyone want to go first?
I don't know. You go first.
I guess I'll go first. I don't think I've gotten first. Forgive myself. I would say I'm definitely better. Like, I used to really look at my past a lot, especially when I was a little bit immature and I was still new to my faith and really knew my worth. Before I really knew how much God saw my worth and how he values me, even with all the things that I've done in the past that I'm not proud of. So it took a while to forgive myself. Let me think of anything in particular.
You forgave yourself and forget.
Actually, that's the thing. Forgot. It's like, I think I would forgive, and forget, but only because I just didn't want to remember anymore. You know what I mean? And then it creeps up on you later. I'm like, oh, geez. Like, I didn't, like, fully confront this. I didn't, you know, I didn't allow myself to really... I like to see as, like, you're mourning your past self. And so it took me a while to forgive, you know, myself, and because I've always been really hard on myself, and so I have to also forgive myself from doing that too, you know. So I think that's why I'd be between a 3 and a 4, because also, like, I just don't have time to self-pity myself as mm-hmm. much. Not that I don't doubt myself ever, but I just, it's definitely more good than bad of how I see myself and how I reflect on myself. So yeah. Mm. But that could just be the safe answer. I don't know.
I'm thinking about the same
answer. It's pretty deep. I was pressured because that was the first one.
I can go next.
How did you rate yourself again?
I put a 4.
Okay.
Yeah. So the question was, do you forgive yourself like that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say, like, I forgive myself, like, most of the time. And I tell myself, like, you know, everything's gonna be okay. Like, I don't want to have, like, stress, or I don't want to have, like, anxiety, so I'll just, like, push it away, right? But then, like, I didn't put a 5 because I was like, oh, what if there's something I'm, like, forgetting to forgive myself for?
Mm.
Yeah, but I think that's really it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing.
For me, because you know how, like, for example, there's something that happened. Like, for example, you and me, but nothing really happened between us, okay?
But scenario.
Yeah, so, like, there's something that happened between you and me, and then we, I forgive you, or you forgive me, and then we look for a way how to work it out. So that's what I do with myself. Like, for example, like, I did something, and I don't forgive myself for it, but at the same time, I ask myself, why did you do it? What, you know, what came into your mind, why you did that, and mm-hmm. I try to just communicate with myself, like, what works out for you, what do you think, you know, what area in your life we need to, you know, work on, what do we have to change, or what do we have to improve on. And I think that's how I learn to forgive myself, because I give allowance that I'm a human too, and you know, yeah, I'm a human too. And so yeah. I just tell myself, it's okay. You're still learning. You're still growing. Yes. You're so young. Yeah, so that's how I do it.
Mm-hmm. So happy. I would say 3. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Healthy.
That is very healthy.
Yes. I love myself.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Very healthy.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's rare where I'll remind myself that I'm human. Especially, of course, if you're, you know, you love to serve the Lord and serve the people and serve the church. And sometimes it's, and again, this is how we narrate in our head, or how the assumptions that we make, or the expectations we put on ourselves. But sometimes it's like, especially if you live in a kind of like a public view, I'm not like popular, but like, you know, my profile's, you know, public. And this podcast is public, so it's kind of hard not to have error in your life, or to show proof of error. But that's why I love my podcast, because the whole theme is about being vulnerable and showing our shortcomings. But I guess for someone who a lot of people look up to, that can, and like, you know, cause some type of pressure, and so it's very hard for you to, like, forgive yourself if you've done something wrong, or you had a shortcoming, because you were so fixated on trying to accomplish it the first time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. I think I have space for one more.
Yeah. Yeah?
Okay. All right.
That was fast.
It was fast, but we're already at 55 minutes.
What?
Okay. All right, I think I'll do this one as the last one, okay?
Okay.
Last one. Overall, I am satisfied with who I am, or am sure of myself.
This is probably the lowest number I'm ever gonna rate.
Really? Okay.
Oh. What should be, like, a 3 or 2? No, I don't know. Not a 2.
Jeez. I'm
kidding. Pondering.
This could go different ways.
Okay,
different
yeah.
perspectives, yeah. All right, are you guys ready?
Sure.
Ready.
3, 2, 1.
No, it's the crooked, okay. Crooked finger.
Wow, okay, this is the first time we had like a big variation.
Yeah.
It's the last scores. Question.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
You go first?
Me? I feel like, it's fun being me. Like,
aww.
Yeah, I feel like it's fun.
We think so.
That?
Too. Yeah.
Think so. Like, it must be nice. We're just gonna.
No, like, I don't know. Like, wake up in the morning and do some work, and then walk my dog,
you're
and I'm
satisfied.
Like, yeah, but I like, but I don't want to be too comfortable, you know. And then I feel like there's always like room for growth, which I like. You know, it's like the journey; it's not the destination. But yeah, I would say like for the most part, it's like pretty fun, and I have a good support group, and you know, I have everything I need and abundance to it, so I'm very blessed, and like I don't want to take like anything for granted. So I want to show like gratitude and like also extend like the gratitude, or how do you call this, you want to extend gratitude every day to like everybody like you can too. So I feel like I'm in the position where I'm able to like help others as well, so but I don't know, I think it's good. I'm blessed, and I'm like very thankful, because I wouldn't have gotten here without like all the people in my life who've like helped me, and of course God number one, so
yeah.
Just happy to be here. Okay.
I love that. Yay, thank you. Actually, before we move on, what is something that I don't want to say love about yourself in a self-indulgent way, but just like something that you appreciate, you know, God instilling in you, or the type of gift that you have? Yeah, what would that be?
Me?
Yeah.
Can we circle back to it?
Sure, if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can go next if you want, if you're not ready. Okay, what did I rate? 3. I said 3 because it's better than 2. I'll say that. It's getting better. I feel like just because I always feel like there's always room for improvement for me, so I can't say that I'm totally sure of myself. But I would be like between 3 and 4 because and it took me a while for me to gain confidence in myself. And especially learn the confidence that God gives you, because the moment that you place your confidence in someone who literally created you and knows everything about you and sees you as beautiful and wonderful, all of the things that you doubted about yourself no longer really matter, or you know, are not really a thing or something that you know. And so I think that's why I would be like 3 or 4. I'm not exactly in the place that I want to be. I always envision bigger, better things. But what always brings me back, because sometimes we can get ahead of ourselves and be like, oh, well, I could have been here by now, blah, blah, blah. But I always have to go back to gratitude. I think gratitude is so important. No matter what stage of life you're in, no matter what level you're in, no matter what job you have, you came from somewhere. And so I'm thankful for, how much I've grown, and I don't take it for granted. And you wouldn't have been able to be where you are without the wisdom that you had to go, you had to pick up through the trials that you were placed in. And so, I think that's where I'm at. And I'd love to continue to grow and improve as a person. I think that will always be a journey. Like, we'll never stop, you know, growing and changing. And that's another thing too. Like, we're always changing. And we have to be open to change as well in order to grow. So, yeah.
For me, I said 2 because I think I have so much, like, way. You guys are way ahead of me. In different.
What? What age?
height. No, but I feel like just in general, in different areas in life, I feel like I truly think that I have so much to go through and to learn. And I guess I did too, because I don't. I am, don't get me wrong, but I am so blessed where I'm at right now. you know, in everything that I do, I'm so blessed, but I just have so much plans for myself that I think I'm not there yet. You know, when they say, in Tagalog, it says, what's that? Malayo pa, pero malayo na. So it means like, you're so far from your, you know, your goal, but you're already far from your, where you came from. Yeah. So I would say, yeah, I'm like that, but I can't say I'm in, you know, in the neutral that I'm like halfway. I don't think I'm halfway. And yeah, but I'm truly, truly so blessed for everything that I have and in what I'm, you know, doing in my life, in my everyday life. It's just that I have so much plans and I think I'm, you know, I'm too young for me to decide for myself that I'm already, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, sure. And yeah, there's so much. There's just so much that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have to grow a lot too, like in myself, in my whole personality, being, everything.
Yeah. Thank you.
Enjoy the process, because, you know, like, when you're young, like, that's when, like, the most potential is, right? But, yeah, I'm just so excited for you.
Yeah, okay, and you're already, like, yeah, you have a good, what is it, head on your shoulders? Is that the
shampoo?
No, head on shoulders.
Yeah, a good, like, path in mind or something.
Yeah, like, you're on, I feel like, I mean, from people who have witnessed, you're on a good path, especially for your age, too. Yeah. Like, yeah. So, you're
21. 21. Wow, 21.
Going back to the question.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what was the question?
We can all answer it, I guess.
Oh, yeah. What?
What is something that you are grateful for that God kind of instilled? What do you, what uniqueness are you appreciated of for yourself?
Okay. I'm so, like, blessed that God blessed me for, like, a open mind, because then I can, like, make, like, I have good relationships with, like, other people and friends, like, friendship especially, because, you know, you have your family and you're born with your family, but the friends that you make along the way, like, you, like, pick each other too. So those are the things that you're gonna, like, your spirit will carry on, like, forever if you think about it. And I'm like, wow, I'm just so grateful for, like, the people around me too. I can't thank them enough, because they're the ones who will, like, really help you grow, and then that's, like, where your personality and stuff, like, develops. I think it's so beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, friendship. It. What about you, Elaine?
Wait, I forgot my answer. Okay, got. For me, it's kind of like similar with Elena. For me, what I really like is, I'm glad, and what I like about is, like, the struggles that actually God is giving me. I know it sounds weird, but hear me out. I'm really glad because, like, God, you really trusted me for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, like, having that mindset that, you know, that God gave you that struggle that it seems like you can't overcome it. It's like, you, like, thank God you gave me this because you trust me that I can actually, you know, get over this. And it's like a beautiful testimony right after. That's why I'm really glad to, like, start over from the bottom, because, like, you know, when you overcome that, it's, yeah, just like what she said, it's really, you know, it's beautiful and it's nice to share to other people. And that's, like, something that I like to have, is, like, a beautiful testimony and, like, to how to share to other people. And, you know, so they get inspired too, because we want to have a lot of people go into heaven, you know. We don't want it to be just like us and, you know, just like them, Lord. But yeah, I'm really grateful for everything that has been happening with my life, whether it's good or bad, because God, you know, trusted me for that.
That's it. Yeah, because he wouldn't give you something that you couldn't handle.
He'll just give you enough.
Yes.
<It's> enough.
Yeah.
Even though we think that's a little too much.
Like, yeah. And sometimes hearing from other people, like, what they're going through, I'm thankful that God didn't give me that, because I know for a fact that I can't overcome that one. So thank you for giving me this, you know. So yeah, so be grateful even with the struggles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sorry. Like, you know how earlier I was saying, like, we have to extend our gratitude, but, like, also our generosity. That's the word I was looking for. Yes. Generosity.
That's so true.
We can see it. Yeah. We're generous. Very generous. After. Oh, my.
Blessed to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm. A planting fund.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love that. All right. So, I guess for me, as we wrap up soon, I think it's a mix of both of your guys. Honestly, I'll start with Aaliyah's. Basically, highlighting strength. Mm-hmm. Especially the strength that the Lord gives you, because I've been through so much, and not to say that no one else has, but so much that I feel like no kid should have gone through, no person should go through, and to realize later that God gives the biggest trials to his strongest soldiers, which was like, I couldn't even wrap my head around that idea, but it also made sense to me. Of course, in the time that it's happening, it does not make sense. But when you look back, it's like, oh, that's why you put me through that. And because of all the things that I've been through and him guiding me through it and helping me build a testimony, it's caused me to become more empathetic and compassionate towards others, because I'm not the only one who, you know, we're all not exempted to the trials of this world. And if I had not been through what I've been through, I wouldn't be able to connect with the mass, you know, people that I'm able to connect with from all different backgrounds and stories. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'm able to connect with these people on a certain level. I'm grateful that God is using my testimony to kind of build a bridge between, you know, uncomfortable conversations and how we can all come together because of, you know, our testimonies in our life. And so, yeah, I'm really grateful for that. And I would never say I wish my life happened a different way, because even if it was tough, like, I'm super blessed of how God has transformed what was a mess into a message. Yeah.
Wow. Amen.
Wow. Yeah. All right, guys, so that's a wrap on today's episode. It was so good. Yes. Yay, we did it. I want to thank you guys again for being here. And thank you guys for those who listened all the way through. And like you can hear from our conversations, we're not perfect. We're all figuring it out every single day. And I think there's a beauty in that, where I think it'll lessen the tension too on you. I think there's a great beauty in being broken a little bit, because that brings people together and can start conversations, and help you, gain a little bit more grace for yourself. So if you've been encouraged by today's episode, please let us know. And we'd love to continue the conversation. If anything resonated with you, don't hesitate to message us or email us. And yeah, thank you guys again for listening to my lovely guests. Hopefully we can see you guys again for another topic. But I think this definitely brought some level of healing for me, and just affirmation and just encouragement. And I hope it did the same for you. If you liked it, please subscribe, like, and follow us on any podcast platform that you use and on our social medias. And we had a wonderful Harvest Festival last night. So we've been so grateful to meet you guys in person. And so please sign up for our email list, because we have some events we're trying to do once a month. But you won't know if you aren't signed up for the email list, because we want to keep it intentional and special for you guys, and specially created for you. So yeah, we'll see you in the next one. Don't forget, guys, to always love, to always be curious, and to always ponder.
Bye. Bye.
Yay. We did it.
Success.
10 out of 10.
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. Let's rate it right now.
Yes.